Hello, Nerd Clan. On the way home from work, and I listened to another chapter. This was actually relatively short, this chapter. So, welcome to Blake's Book Club, Chapter 27, Chores. This is an example of how to make your story come to a screeching halt. Wow. I mean, what are we doing? This actually kind of reminds me of Breaking Dawn. The second one, where Alice shows the Volturi the battle and how everything happens and no one wins and yada yada. I got to tell you, I kind of applauded that at the time. It felt a little bit like a cop out, but I still applauded it because I was like, wow, that they actually made a choice. You know, they made a real choice, and I could appreciate that for the film. But in the book, the way that this goes down, and all of the choices that Alice makes, and then rewinds, and goes back, and talks to the lady, gets the watch, does this, does that, and then Edward, what are we doing? Again, Jake Abel, probably not helping. but what are we doing with this chapter? You are on the way to the hospital, and the love of Edward's life is in his arms with floorboards as splints, and her chest is, her ribs are taped up, and like a complete disaster, and we're going over every ounce of everything that Alice is doing in her brain. And I get it because they don't really go over in the film or the book how they made this all work. And in order for Bella to get the treatment that she needs at the hospital and have it be legit, they gotta make it work. And I suppose from Edward's perspective, you needed to get the logistics out of the way. Though I think, again, from Edward's perspective, you don't need to know all the details. You just have to accept, like in Twilight, you just have to accept that. Okay, like that's how they get it done. You just accept, like, okay, they figured it out, they got it done, and you could spend more time with Edward and Bella or whatever. It feels to me like this was just not interesting.